Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the last part of Hikmah 5, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَالْإِحْتِمَالُ قَبْرُ الْعُيُوبِ. Forbearance is the grave of shortcomings. There is a chance that you may have seen this wise statement in action live and firsthand. Often, when we have been wronged by others, when we are bothered by something, when something has made us upset or angry, we are likely to do or say things that we normally wouldn't. Things that reveal our shortcomings and mar our image in the eyes of others, making them think less of us than they did before. Forbearance, or ability to suffer and tolerate other people's offenses and to control one's impulses, is the thing that can help us here. It can keep our shortcomings buried and hidden and save our reputation. On a different but related note, if our lack of forbearance drives us to revealing others' shortcomings, it is only natural that they would retaliate by revealing our shortcomings. There is a deep and profoundly wise quote from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam where he says, وَجَدْتُ الْحِلْمَ وَالْإِحْتِمَالَ أَنْسَرَ لِي مِنْ شُجْعَانِ الرِّجَالِ. I have found patience and forbearance more helpful to me than brave men, meaning soldiers. Indeed, if you have all the strong and brave soldiers under your command, you still will not be able to control what people say about you. However, if you are patient and forbearing with people and tolerate their mistakes, they will not only stop talking about your mistakes, but they will help and defend you if needed. There is this story that Ibn Abi al-Hadid recounts in his commentary on Nahjul Balagha. One day, Amru'as saw Muawiyah laughing. He asked him why he was laughing. Muawiyah said, "My laughter is because of the sharpness of your mind." He said, "How come?" Muawiyah said, "When Ali threatened you, you saved yourself by revealing your private parts. I think it was very noble and chivalrous of Ali alayhi salam to spare you." Amru'as replied, "I saw you when Ali said, 'Muawiyah, come to me.' I saw your eyes looking to the east and west, searching for an escape. I saw your eyelids twitch in fear and panic. I saw that something happened that I should not say. So if you want to laugh, you should laugh at yourself." This story was a small example of how others will reveal your vices if you do theirs. But let's go back to what happened in the Battle of Siffin and brush up on our historical information. During the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali alayhi salam called Muawiyah several times. Muawiyah and Amru'as went to meet Imam together. Imam alayhi salam did not pay attention to Amru'as at all, but challenged Muawiyah to single combat, suggesting that the outcome of their one-on-one battle decide which of them becomes the Khalifa, rather than allowing Muslims to fight and kill each other. Muawiyah looked at Amru'as and asked for his opinion, to which he replied, "That is a fair opinion." Muawiyah snapped, "Get up, we are leaving." Some years later, Muawiyah asked Amru'as if he had ever tried to trick him. Amru'as said, "No, never." He insisted, "Not even once?" He ignored him. And Muawiyah told this story in the Battle of Siffin, where Amru'as had agreed to the battle between Ali and Muawiyah. Amru'as said, "No, that was not trickery, because either Ali would have killed you or you would have killed Ali. So if you killed Ali, can you imagine what honor and what a lofty status you would have? And if Ali killed you, you would have become a martyr and would have gone to paradise." Muawiyah said that this is an even worse trickery. First, who can possibly win a battle against Ali? Secondly, whoever Ali kills will go to hell. Then Amru'as said, "If you really believe this, then why are you fighting Ali?" Muawiyah replied, "In order to rule, that's why." So a summary of the fifth hikmah would be, keep your secrets between yourself and your Lord, which will not only make it easier to solve your problems with relying on no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it will also increase your capacity for ascending to higher levels of spirituality, and that is because Sadrul Aqile Sunduqu Sirri, the chest of the wise man, is the casket of his secrets. Be good humored with other mu'mineen, because Al-Bashashatu Hibalatul Mawadda, good humors is the trap that ensnares friends. And be patient and tolerate other people's shortcomings and mistakes, so that you don't end up revealing your own shortcomings and other people don't reveal your shortcomings and even become your defenders instead. Wal-ihtimalu qabrul uyub, forbearance is the grave of shortcomings. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.